Back here on In Focus News Radio, KMAN. We're talking with Director Dennis Butler here on the show today. And coming up in a little bit, we'll talk to some 4-H'ers from Pottawatomie County as well. We have just a few minutes left, and I thought I'd get into a little bit on some services that are offered there at the police department, including text to 911. That's been up, I think, for almost 2 years now, if I'm not mistaken. 2019, I think, is when it got implemented. And there's also an app that I know you didn't know a whole lot about before coming out here, but we're going to talk a little bit about it, called the What Three Words app. And this is probably good for people who are in an emergency and maybe can't talk at the moment.
Yeah, the next gen 911 system does allow people to text messages to the police department in any situation. We prefer if they can call us that they do, but that's not always possible. But what this app you described is called What Three Words app. It's not supplied by the police department. It's something you would find on the App Store or the Play Store, I guess, through the Android system. This is an app that is pretty sophisticated, and what it does is the app has assigned three unique words to every 3-meter square in the entire world. So if you are in that location and you can't talk, if you use that app, you can text or you can indicate that you're in distress. You don't even have to say anything. And the app will identify the closest 911 emergency call center and route your location to them. So they'll be able to see it on a map. They may not know what's going on, but they'll have the understanding that there's some sort of emergency, and they'll know exactly where you are within a 3-meter area. So that's about a 10-square-foot area, and they'll send available first responders to investigate what's going on. So this is something that is pretty cool. I didn't know a lot about it until you asked me about it a few days ago, but our dispatch or communication center said yes. This is something that we're aware of, and I don't know how often it's been used, but if people want to learn more, they could probably Google more about what Three Words app is about and upload it to their phone in case they ever need it.
That's an interesting service, and that's fascinating. I imagine you probably have to have your location services turned on for something like that.
Yeah, I don't know for sure, but I doubt it would work effectively without your GPS locator turned on.
All right.
On your phone.
Well, you know, the more and more people using smartphones, this is a great service. And the text to 911 service, I feel that those kind of coincide there, work together. You mentioned people do utilize it. Is it a lot?
You know, it's more than it was when we first rolled it out. It wasn't well known. I think we do receive more calls than we did in the beginning. I don't have the numbers in front of me to let you know exactly how many.
All right. Well, more and more people not using landlines anymore, and so that's kind of interesting there. Well, there's that service that's available, and that might be great for the college students as they come back into town to know about the What Three Words app, so be sure to look for that. There's also the Nextdoor and SafeCam apps here that people can learn more about. And SafeCam, I know we've talked about in the past. I don't know if I know a lot about Nextdoor.
Yeah, Nextdoor is basically an electronic version of Neighborhood Watch. So Neighborhood Watch programs are becoming less utilized. And a lot of it, I think, has to do with, again, the prevalence of phones for communication. So what the Nextdoor app does is it allows neighborhoods or communities to sign into this app, identify their community or organization, and then the subscribers to that app, the people that are following it, can use it to report suspicious activity to those that are on that particular group. So it's like Neighborhood Watch, but it's electronic. Everybody's communicating. My understanding is even in our community that folks will use it if they're looking for a babysitter or a dog sitter for their neighborhood. Sometimes they'll use it to let their neighbors know they're out of town and to keep an eye on their house. So it really, in essence, is an electronic version of Neighborhood Watch. But it's really, just like Neighborhood Watch should be, it's organized and run by the people that use it.
Okay.
And it's a free app. And you can find it on our website. So, yeah, you can Google it, but if you go to our website, you'll find more information about it. SafeCam is a new program we rolled out just recently. It's not unique. Other communities use it. This is a registry for people that have home security systems. And when I say home security, I mean video systems. So whether it's a business or a residence, they can sign up, and on this sign up, indicate that they have some sort of video surveillance. Now, this does not give the police automatic access to their video. It just tells us they have it. So if we have a crime that occurs in their area or their neighborhood, they may not be aware of it. We can pull up our database and see how many of those cameras are registered, and we can contact those people that have a video surveillance system and then make a request if they'll let us view it. They can say no. So the point here is, this is a voluntary registry that you can sign up for and you can unsubscribe from. You're just telling us you have something that potentially could have captured a crime that occurred or is in progress, and you decide, do you want to let us see it or not?
To your knowledge, have there been any arrests made here in Riley County based off of SafeCam videos?
We just rolled this out a couple of months ago, maybe 3 months ago, and we're still building our subscriber database. I'm not aware of any arrests. I think we have accessed a couple just to see if there was evidence of who the perpetrators were, vehicle description. I'm not sure if an arrest has been made. I don't think so.
Okay. Well, this would be obviously a good thing for anybody to try to prevent crimes of opportunity. You know, car break-ins happen a lot. I know we had one of our employees here had that happen to him a few months ago, and this might work to better prevent some of those small crimes especially.
Well, that's our hope, and we encourage people to look at it. It's, again, on our website, the SafeCam program. They can sign up from a link on our website. And, again, if they sign up and decide they don't want to participate or they get rid of their surveillance, their camera system, they can go back and unsubscribe.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you for sharing some more information about those things. And, Director, I have nothing else for you here. I'll just wish you a good weekend, and thanks for being here today.
Always glad to join you. Thank you.
All right. Director Butler here on In Focus. Stay tuned. We'll hear from some Pottawatomie County 4-H'ers after the break here on News Radio KMAN.